Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, slightly different time, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, blanketing the northern panhandle of West Virginia, and really now with Wi-Fi and our app, blanketing pretty much the world. A very special guest, live exclusive interview with Senator Tom Willis, West Virginia State Senator. He is Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare. Shelley Moore Capito, the representative, supposed representative of West Virginia in the United States Senate. I lovingly refer to her as West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. We are talking about the election coming up in May, the primary, and why I think Shelley Moore Capito is in very, very, very serious trouble. You know, Tom, and I know this is going to sound like a softball question. I really don't mean it to be. I really don't. But I've yet to meet one person, and I'm sure these people exist, but I've yet to meet one person who actually, a Republican, who likes Shelley Moore Capito and says that he or she is going to vote for her. What's it like when you're out there knocking on doors? And I need a straight answer here, not an answer that automatically makes you sound that much better.
Yeah, I think that's a sincere response that you're getting from the people that you talk to. And here's the crux of the race, really. I mean, Tom Willis versus Shelley Moore Capito. She has basically 40 or 50 years of name recognition from her father as governor, and then she's been in politics for 25 or 30 years, whatever. So she basically has 100% name ID. And then the struggle that I have on my end is we're building the name ID for Tom Willis, but the phenomenon that we find is that when people do find out about Tom Willis and then they compare Tom Willis to Shelley Moore Capito, almost always they're voting with Tom. We're with Tom. And so really, I'm in a race against the clock, Dimitri. Can I raise my name ID enough across the state by May 12th so that when people learn about me, they come over to Team Tom Willis? But can I get enough of that to happen before May 12th to beat her? And the answer is yes. We're doing it all across the state. The thing that's really going to help us this year is that it's a closed Republican primary. And so the folks that you're talking to, the same ones I'm talking to, they're actually, you know, dedicated, educated Republican voters that are paying attention and know what's going on. And you're going to have a lot less people voting that, you know, they're either non-affiliated or independents, and they don't track politics as closely necessarily. And so they may be more susceptible just to falling for the general name ID. So that's it. I mean, that's what it boils down to. She's got universal name ID, and I've got a much better, you know, I've got 100% conservative voting record. She has an F voting record. I've got military service. She has zero military service. And so, you know, can we get enough people to learn about Tom Willis and like him and vote for him before May 12th? And that's what we've been doing for the last year, and that's what we're going to do to win this race.
All right. So she's the fourth most powerful member of the United States Senate, and yet I don't see her doing anything, any heavy lifting, any type of prodding to do anything to get this guy Thune, who it must be either being blackmailed or compromised or whatever, to bring up the vote for the SAVE Act so we can finally have voter ID for voting. What is going on with that? And quite frankly, your other fellow Republicans in the United States Senate.
Well, I think that she's in that position in the leadership because she does what she's told. And this is not a new scenario for me, Dimitri. The last race I ran against the lieutenant governor of West Virginia. He was also an establishment candidate. You know, most of the mainstream media was stacked against me. You know, the old money, the country club crowd, they were all against me. It's the same scenario now. You know, those are the people that are supporting Shelley. But she's in that position because she goes along to get along and she does what she's told. I'm going to come in and change things very quickly and build relationships and influence. And you can say, well, it's easy to say, Tom, but where's the proof? Well, the proof is in the pudding. I've done it. So I defeated the Senate president, lieutenant governor. I came in and they said, well, you know, you're not going to have any power. You're going to be, well, I'm chairman of the Judiciary Committee now, which is arguably the most powerful or one of the two most powerful committees in the state Senate. And this is all within less than 12 months. And I'll do the same thing in the U.S. Senate to advance and advocate for West Virginia's interests. You know, when the Big Beautiful Bill was being negotiated, there were some senators that traded their vote with the president for good things for their state. You know, like Hawaii and Alaska got some carve-outs. You know, I mean, they were for social programs, but at least they got something in exchange for their vote. What did West Virginia get? Well, we got Shelley's son as the district attorney for the Southern District. That's what West Virginia got in exchange for her vote on the Big Beautiful Bill for West Virginia. So on the SAVE Act, look, I agree with you 100%. I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is a legislation that I've worked on here in the state Senate this session to make sure we just passed a constitutional amendment to require that a person be a U.S. citizen before they can vote in a West Virginia election. They're already required to have an ID to vote in a West Virginia election. We just passed out of my committee a constitutional amendment to require proof of U.S. citizenship before someone could vote. And this is just common sense at the national level, too. And going back to what we were talking about earlier, Dimitri, some of these other countries where I lived, you know, citizenship actually means something in a lot of countries around the world. So let me just give you a typical, you know, Gulf area country.
Let's not do that right now. Let's focus still a little more. I've got a few more questions about this area in our country. What do you think of John Thune, the head of the Senate?
I mean, I think that I would prefer a more conservative option than Thune. Obviously, Thune is fully supporting Shelley in my race against me. I consider her a rhino. And so I think you've got a pretty clear idea of where his politics lie based on who he's supporting in this race, me versus Shelley.
All right. So help me understand. This drives me nuts here in my studio and, you know, in the Upper Ohio Valley. The Republicans control the White House. The Republicans control the Supreme Court. The Republicans control the Senate. The Republicans control the House. You've got overwhelming support across all different voting groups for voter ID. And yet the Republicans, who control the Senate, still can't get Thune to come up with, do we even allow a vote on this thing to pass this? What the hell's going on with the Republican Party in the Senate?
Yeah, it's a shame, Dimitri. I don't understand it. I don't get it. To me, it's common sense. I mean, you've got to show your ID when you go to the airport. You've got to show your ID. I mean, to get a parking pass in the city, you've got to show your ID, proof that you live there. I mean, it's just common sense, and this is one of the most sacred duties of American citizens, the right to vote, to put people in power. I think the bill should run, and I think it should pass.
All right. Is Jim Justice doing anything about it? I haven't seen him do anything other than parade his baby dog in this recent Senate pet parade that they had a few days ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot out of Senator Justice other than some baby dog posts as well. Again, he's supporting Shelley in this race against me. So
wow,
yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's what we've got.
My goodness gracious! So, do you support President Trump not charging anyone in the Epstein files?
Well, you know, I haven't been paying really close attention to what the facts are as far as criminal, you know, should someone be charged criminally? You know, I'm leaving that up to the Department of Justice, honestly. I've always been for full and open declassification of all the files, except for the identities of, you know, the minor victims, obviously. But I've been for full transparency on all the files, let the chips fall where they may. You know, anybody involved in the Epstein who's mentioned should be, you know, it should come out. Now, once the facts are out, if someone meets the elements of a criminal action, they should absolutely be prosecuted. Who that is, I haven't read the files. I haven't paid that close attention. I've been trying to run my U.S. Senate race and be a state senator to represent West Virginia, honestly.
Well, Tom, I've got to, you know, honestly say that this surprises me. The Epstein, look, I support you. I hope you win big against the West Virginia's wrinkled rhino and all that. But I gotta give you some tough love here.
Mm-hmm.
The Epstein files are huge in MAGA nation. They are absolutely huge. There are a lot of people who are losing their minds. People who are going to probably vote for you, who are losing their minds over the fact that the Trump administration is not charging even one of these billionaire rapists with anything. If you look and you really, with all due respect, Tom, I know you're busy doing 101 different things, but this issue is, I think, even bigger, much bigger than the war in Iran right now. I think the war in Iran is a distraction because Trump is getting tremendous amount of heat, blowback from his own people. You've got to really do a deep dive into these Epstein files. I've been able to do just skimming just the surface, and it is beyond horrific. It is beyond horrific. This is going to be a deal breaker for Trump with MAGA Nation. I gotta tell you, I really think you need to get up to speed here with this and then demand. But look, Trump's endorsing Shelley Moore Capito anyway. What the hell do you have to lose? Why not take a strong stand and say, Mr. President, I love you, I respect you, and all this, that, and the other, but you have got to come down hard on these rapists, billionaire rapists, Epstein Island. I mean, when you read the emails, Tom, when you read the emails, it is incomprehensible that Trump is giving everyone a pass on this. It is absolutely incomprehensible. Would you promise me that you will do a deep dive into the Epstein files? This is a big deal out here, and I really think it would serve you really, really, really well to take a stand saying, hey, we have got to get to the truth here. We've got to start charging people. What do you think about that, Tom Willis?
Well, I take a look at it. Like I said, I come at the world from a biblical perspective, and God's no respecter of persons. So it doesn't matter to me if you're a billionaire or, you know, the governor of a state. If you've committed a crime, you've committed a crime. The law applies to all of us equally. But in your review of the files, Dimitri, is there someone specifically that you're aware of that has met all the elements of a criminal action that has not been prosecuted?
Tom, you're talking like a lawyer, which is not a really, really good thing if you're running for office. Trust me on this one. I am not a lawyer. You got to just take your lawyer hat off and really go after. Please take this to heart. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to bust your balls. I want you to win. But this is a big deal in MAGA Nation, and we need someone to stand up and say, like, we've got to bring charges against these people and let the chips fall where they may. You've got to read the email. You care about biblical stuff. This is Satan in charge here. This is satanic. And you got to stand up here to these satanic forces. I mean, you just got to. I want you to win. You know I want you to win. But you got to stand up here. I can't believe you said
this. The first thing I have to do, Dimitri, is win, and then exercise power from that position. But all I can tell you is, you know, I'm for full transparency. If somebody's committed a crime, they should be prosecuted. I just have not had time to read the files and identify by name who should be individually prosecuted. But, you know, as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, there's a responsibility, you know, that you can't just be a flamethrower and be a serious statesman at the same time. You've got to have, you know, actual facts. You've got to meet the law, and so I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying you can't just have talking points. You've got to have, you know, there's a legal process that has to be followed. So if the Department of Justice is not following that process because they're trying to protect people, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. But I don't know by name, you know, who's committed what crime and should have been prosecuted but hasn't been prosecuted. Once I get in there, I can find out and then start pushing for justice, and I promise you I'll do that.
All right, question. Not to belabor the point, but I'm honestly, honest to God, surprised by this. Have you read any of the emails? Have you seen any of the files, the Epstein files?
Yeah, I've read some of them. I've read some of them, but I haven't done a deep dive into it.
All right. Well, I think it'd be a really, really, really good idea for your campaign to do that. We've got a lot more stuff to talk with you about, and we appreciate the time that you are giving us. We appreciate it greatly. We're going to take a short break here, but if people want to volunteer for your campaign and donate and get in touch with you and learn more about you, why don't you tell us how they can do that?
It's really easy, tomwillis.com, and we have a volunteer sign-up form. We need financial support across the state. It's a marketing machine, and it takes dollars to send out these texts and emails, et cetera. Tomwillis.com, you can sign up to volunteer, you can donate, you can learn more about me, see my bio, see my policy positions, tomwillis.com.
Fantastic. More with our very special guest, Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare. West Virginia's wrinkled rhino is on the verge of becoming extinct. Let's certainly hope so. Politically extinct. Tom Willis, our very special guest. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local.